This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we're kicking off National Soil and Water Conservation Week and realize that water quality has long been a hot-button issue in Iowa, drawing attention from communities across the state. Now, while much of the spotlight has been on how farmers are working to protect and improve water resources, the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship is also deeply involved in urban water quality initiatives. The agency plays a key role in supporting city-led efforts to reduce runoff and protect waterways. Water quality is not just a rural concern, it's a shared responsibility with both urban and rural landscapes. We'll hear from Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Yesterday in West Des Moines, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg announced that IDALS is supporting the first phase of the Legacy Woods Nature Sanctuary with a $250,000 investment. We'll talk about that project in just a little bit, but the secretary says the Legacy Woods project is just one example of wide-ranging efforts underway to improve soil and water quality. He notes that IDALS is supporting both urban and rural projects, recognizing that protecting natural resources requires action in all parts of the state. These initiatives reflect a broad collaborative approach to conservation.
And we'll do everything from abandoned mine reclamation, certainly around water quality wetlands and a variety of practices. But today we actually started off in West Des Moines, highlighting and announcing urban conservation projects that we were funding, 14 of them, $2.7 million in a contribution that the state of Iowa will be making, for a total investment of $5.7 million in those projects. And so what we'd love today to remind folks is it's highlighting the leverage that's created, the kinds of partnerships that we're interested in.
Usually when we think about the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, we often think about rural projects only. However, Secretary Nagg emphasizes that the agency's mission is to protect all of Iowa's natural resources, extending beyond farm fields and into cities and towns.
Frankly, it's because I want to make sure we're driving home the idea that we have a holistic approach to water quality in the state of Iowa, urban and rural, point and non-point. I want to make sure that every person in Iowa knows that they can make a contribution to water quality. I like to say, own your piece. And some pieces are bigger than others. And certainly we know that agriculture is a big piece of what we need to be doing. But let's not forget that there's a lot of great work that can be done in the urban landscape and matching up stormwater management with water quality. And that's what we were doing in West Des Moines, but really funding projects in communities big and small all across the state.
Nagg highlights the efforts in the West Des Moines project that were showcased yesterday.
We need to be able to capture water and hold it and deal with a storm stormwater surge. But can you also be denitrifying and cleaning that water as it's happening? Lots of bioswales that can be put along streets or off paved areas, parking lots, those types of things, permeable pavers, restoring turf grass and those types of things. So you infiltrate water, those are the types of things that we're looking at. And of course, in the case of Legacy Woods in West Des Moines, it's really coupling together that stormwater management, that water quality piece, but it's also about recreation for the community and community members, and also about education.
More at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.